Brandon, can you talk about what Sunday night you think is going to be like for everybody in here, you know, opening the season at night against the Cowboys on the anniversary of 9/11?
Yeah, I think the stadium will be rocking for a lot of reasons. A good football game, but also remember that, you know, September 11th, you know, I think it's pretty neat that we get a chance to kind of open the season, open the Sunday night game, you know, being in New York, New Jersey, and the magnitude in which that comes with. So really looking forward to it.
Obviously, you weren't with the Jets yet, but do you remember where you were that morning when the planes hit the towers and the other places around the country?
Yeah, I was in college in the dorm room. My homeboy was, my friend was, you know, watching TV, had the news on, and you know, I came out and saw the plane that went in, and it was you know, we were a little bit away from it, so it was just watching it from afar, but you definitely understood the magnitude of what was going on. But yeah, I definitely remember that.
Last week you guys paid a visit to Ground Zero. What was that like, and seeing what's coming up there now?
It was cool, because I had no idea that they had finally, you know, got the ball rolling. I remember, you know, a while back there was a lot of back and forth as far as how they were going to do it and making sure the families were okay with it. But, you know, even last night I watched something on the Science Channel where they had this whole marathon with the rising and rebuilding of. And I watched
that. Was a pretty good show.
Yeah,
I was watching that too.
I had my wife was like, you got to stop watching because it was so many episodes. But it was really, really interesting. But it was really good to see that, you know, they're going to have a place for those families to come on the 10th anniversary. At least they can come and pay remembrance. And so it was a nice experience.
And from a football standpoint, just opening against the Cowboys, what kind of a challenge do you think that presents for you guys Sunday?
It's a tough challenge. I mean, they got a new defensive coordinator, a good defensive coordinator. They got some good pass rushers and DeMarcus Ware and some other guys and Jay Ratliff up front. It's definitely going to be a big challenge for us offensively, but I think we've had enough time to prepare for them and kind of nail them down a little bit. And you know, it's going to be a huge test for us coming off, you know, for that first game and a big venue and a big event for us.
You faced a Rob Ryan defense last year when you went against the Browns. Do you take anything out of that day into
I know we scored a lot of points. I think scored a few touchdowns and then went to overtime. But it definitely was a tough ball game for us. I mean, I don't feel like we had our way with them, or how teams would think, you know, you play against the Cleveland Browns, you know, because of their record. But when they gave us a tough challenge, and it was a tough game for us up until the end in overtime. So you definitely know that defense is going to be ready to play, which they were when we played Cleveland, and trying to take away our strengths. And that's something they did against us, and we're up for the challenge.
The other night, Darrelle Revis said the thought in this room 24/7 is Super Bowl. As you get ready for the opener, is that the feeling in here, that the ultimate goal is to be playing in Indianapolis?
I mean, yeah, but I don't think about that on a day-to-day basis. I've got to think about how to block a three technique, how to keep Jay Ratliff off the TV screen. I've got to worry about calls and checks, right, and doing my job at a high level on Sunday and the next Sunday and the next Sunday and the Monday and the Thursday after that. So I don't look too far down the road. I know what I'm working towards, but, you know, I'm working today for Sunday.